checkers, and my friend said, let's make this interesting. So we went and did something else.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When you think of famous carpenters named Joseph, who comes to mind? The father of Jesus, of course, but have you heard of Joseph Scriven? Likely not. Two men saw him walking down a street in Rice Lake, Ontario, carrying a wooden saw and sawhorse. One said to the other, he seems like a good man. I think I'll hire him to cut wood for me. His friend laughed and said, you're too rich. That's Joseph Scriven. He only cuts wood for those who can't afford to hire him. A devoted member of the Plymouth Brethren Church, he had a sincere desire to help those who were truly in need. Born in Ireland in 1819, he was the child of prosperous parents who enrolled him in Trinity College in Dublin, where he graduated with a bachelor's degree. At 24, Joseph fell in love with a young lady who was eager to spend her life with him. But on the night before their wedding, she fell from her horse while crossing a bridge over the River Bann and was drowned. Joseph helplessly watched the tragedy from the other side. A year later, feeling a call to serve God, Scriven left Ireland and migrated to Port Hope, Canada, where he became a highly regarded tutor of local children. Receiving news from Ireland that his mother was terribly ill, he wrote a poem to comfort her. Then, at 38, he met Elisa Roche, and the two lovebirds planned their marriage. Again, tragedy struck. Elisa fell ill and died of pneumonia. Through letters, his mother comforted him from Ireland, but he stayed in Port Hope, preaching, publishing a collection of hymns, serving impoverished widows and the sick, often for no wages. One day, when Joseph was seriously ill, a friend visited and discovered a poem near his bed. "Who wrote this?" he asked. Scriven smiled and said, "The Lord and I did it between us." What do you write when you've cried every tear you have? Where do you turn? At best, he hoped the poem would bring comfort to his mother. He had no idea. When Joseph passed away in 1886, he was buried next to his fiancée, Elisa. A plaque now bears the following inscription: "Here lies Joseph Scriven, the philanthropist and author of this great masterpiece, written at Port Hope, 1857. The composer of the music, Charles Converse, was a well-educated and successful Christian. An excellent musician and composer, many of his works were performed by the leading American orchestras and choirs of his day. But his life is best remembered for this simple music, so well suited to Scriven's text. Two monuments are erected in his honor. Each has the first verse of that poem, written for his mother, now set to music. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Joseph Scriven had no idea that anyone would see that poem or remember his life lived serving the poor. He had no idea that countless millions would be comforted and still be singing that song almost 200 years later. I hope you sing it today and remember that story. Now, go make somebody's day.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.